This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A judge has sentenced a funeral home owner to 20 years in prison for charges related to selling body parts. Megan Hess apologized today in a Grand Junction courtroom filled with people whose loved ones were affected. That included people like Danielle McCarthy of Colorado Springs. She learned from the FBI that her husband's body was dismembered and sold without her knowledge. Hess's mother was sentenced to 15 years in the case. Conservative Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is one of several Republicans holding up Congressman Kevin McCarthy's appointment as Speaker of the House. She blamed the GOP leader for the impasse.
Yesterday, we had a deal that was not a selfish deal in any way for Kevin McCarthy to get him the gavel on the first ballot, and he eagerly dismissed us.
Boebert wants to lower the threshold for calling to remove the Speaker of the House to just one representative, a move McCarthy's allies oppose. The House adjourned without an elected leader today. The cannabis industry is in its longest downturn. During the pandemic, investment flowed into the industry and new grows opened around the state. Christopher Steffen is a broker for marijuana businesses. He says retailers are not seeing the usual customer growth.
And I'm afraid really just grows and businesses are going to have to shutter.
Especially grow operations in rural parts of the state. Many started during the pandemic and flooded the market that caused cannabis prices to crash. You're listening to CPR News.